Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. Today is the Thursday edition. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
I'm Slow Joe.
Yo, yo.
And take a listen to our Share Your Salary from today, and then we'll talk a little bit after, I think, about Valentine's and what we all have planned. So here you go. Dairy Mechanical Engineer Sam.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe. But we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that EMT Megan is making $33,000 a year. Yeah, we all definitely wish that was not the case. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Sam, who lives in Black Diamond, so he's pretty much my neighbor. What up, Sam? How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in for Share Your Salary when we needed to, and for being willing to volunteer this information. We're pretty excited to find out what you do and how much you make doing it.
Sweet.
By the way, for the Q&A session coming up here, Emily, he is a mechanical engineer for a dairy company.
Oh, okay.
So we've never had this on before. We can't wait to add you to our salary spectrum at seattlewolf.com. So, Sam, if it's okay with you, we'll put a minute on the clock. We'll rapid-fire questions. When we're done, we'll play a three-minute song as we gather our thoughts. We'll come back after the song. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. Sam, you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Boom. Can't wait. All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Emily, begin.
What are your daily tasks?
PMs, lubing, cleaning machines, setting up machines. Set up the robot to run minis in the corrugate and stuff like that.
Have you always worked in the ag business, Sam?
What?
You work for a dairy.
Yeah.
Agriculture, ag.
Oh, yeah. I did plastic bags before this for about 6 years, too.
Do you have a bachelor's or a master's or any kind of degree?
No, just work experience.
So what you do has more to do with machinery and robots than actually cows and being in a dairy.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. How many other people work there have the same title as you?
There is four of us.
How much do these machines cost?
The robot that I work on is about $500,000, and then it has a bunch of accessories added to it.
Wow!
Is this a small or large dairy?
It's small but growing. It's been around for about 100 years.
Are you firmly against the plant-based diet?
If it floats your boat.
I'm sorry, but that's all the time we have for those hard-hitting questions. Morning, Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here, we'd love to have you. What do you think Sam in Black Diamond makes as a mechanical engineer for a dairy company? 46150 is the number. Text in that guess right now. Be sure to put your name on it and where you live, because guess what? I'm going to steal one of your guesses coming up in 3 minutes when we find out how much Sam makes right after this song.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Sam. He lives in Black Diamond, and he's a mechanical engineer for a dairy company. Now, this is really interesting, I think. Emily, what else did we just learn about Sam?
So he spends most of his day with the machines, like cleaning it, setting it up. It's a $500,000 machine, but then it also has like parts added on, so it's probably worth a lot more than that. He doesn't have a degree, but he has a lot of work experience, and before this, he worked with plastic bags.
Emily, you were the winner the last time we played, so you have to go first, and I don't envy the pole position today. This is really, I think, confusing.
Yeah. Because I have no idea, I'm just going to go 62.
Okay. And by the way, if you're new to the show, 62 is the default guess.
Yes.
It's what everybody goes to. I don't remember who started it. It doesn't matter, but it's funny. All right, Slow Joe, 62 is out. You got to go somewhere else.
I'm going 82.
Oh!
Yes.
All right, I'm going to use a guess, one of yours, I always do. Ashley, thank you so much for texting in from Olympia this morning. And I'm with her, man, because the guy didn't even know what ag meant when I asked him. This has nothing to do with working on the farm. This is about straight-up MIT robot technology. $100,000, and I'm probably low. Thank you so much for the guess, by the way, Ashley. So, Sam, the guesswork is done. Let's find out how much money you make. It is time to share your salary, my friend. How much you make every year doing what you do, Sam?
60,000.
Oh, takes it.
Yeah, again, off on a heater.
How long have you been working
there? I am entry level, so.
How long have you been working there?
Here about 2 years.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the expression that cow manure smells like money?
Oh, yeah.
And would you agree that manure smells like money, or does manure smell like manure?
It smells like manure.
Are you used to it yet?
I don't really get to smell the cow stuff, but a lot of moldy milk and stuff like that.
Ew,
cow stuff, yeah. And how often do these machines that you work on break down, or are you more install, setup, that kind of a thing?
No, I like the first 4 hours is set up, clean, PMs, and then I just kind of wait for something to break, fix it, and get it going, because time is money.
You keep saying that. PMs, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, preventive maintenance.
Okay.
I didn't
want to slow down the train of thought, but yeah, okay, good. I thought you said DMs. You're going to slide into my Instagram later.
You know.
Come on, Sam. All right, buddy. Listen, we love you. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolfpack. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So there you go. Not much to be said about that other than, hey, there's a new profession you may not have ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
60 grand for dairy mechanical engineer Sam. All right.
I did learn what PM meant, though.
Yeah, you know what? It went by one time, and I'm like, okay, maybe I'm stupid, and everybody knows what that is, like a DM. But then he said it again, and I was like, all right, I'm just going in.
Preventative maintenance, man.
Didn't know. Okay, so that's that. I'm a little unclear about who's going to be on tomorrow, if there is going to be one tomorrow, because I know I'm cutting out a little bit early for the holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have a podcast tomorrow? Probably not, huh?
No, unless you're going to call in.
No, I'm definitely not going to call in. So this will be it for the week. So let's talk about Valentine's for tomorrow night, the big Friday night Valentine's plan. Emily, you've obviously got the biggest one, I would think, because your first Valentine's ever with Andrew.
Well, I don't think so, and I don't actually know. So tonight or tomorrow, I will be going to Blake Shelton, and he won't be going with me.
Yeah.
So I probably won't see him till late tomorrow night. And then I don't think we have anything planned. I know we're going to the XFL game on Saturday, so that's kind of our Valentine's Day celebration.
Yeah.
And then we'll exchange small gifts. I think he got me something small. I got him something small, but nothing big. I mean,
well, I don't mean you don't get annoyed by it. I'm just saying it's your first Valentine's together. I thought it might be kind of special. But
no.
I also like the fact that you're not a big expectation person and you're like, hey, whatever. You know, you're downplaying a little bit. That's cool.
But I also could be totally wrong. I don't know what I'm not planning it. So
that's true.
I don't know.
I mean, more to the point, Valentine's Day is about guys.
Yeah.
And it's about guys celebrating women, not the other way around. So yeah, you're not really, it's not, you know, you're just sort of, hey, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't told me.
He comes up roses from what I've seen. He does really well.
But he hasn't told me like, hey, bring something, because I pack my bag and go to Woodinville for the weekend. He hasn't said like bring something nice, but I'm super excited about the XFL game, and to me that's better than a nice dinner.
Yeah, that's a huge event. You got your dragon gear. You're gonna be the crazy dragon lady at the game.
Well, it's the inaugural game at CenturyLink, so they have even added extra seats, because I think everyone just wants to be there. If it ends up being something, they could say they were there for the first game. You know,
it'll be interesting to see what this league and the Vince McMahon idea, what it ends up doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like
if
wrestling.
It fizzles out.
I mean, these things tend to phase out. I mean, nothing is going to compete with the NFL, but it might be cool if it was around for a minute.
Well, and it did phase out. This existed once before. And I was wondering, because I watched the game, or at least one of the games, the Seattle game last weekend, and ESPN was like, it was like wall-to-wall coverage. I mean, not only were they covering the game and it was airing on ESPN, but they had sideline reporters. And I know, I'm thinking they must be working in some capacity with the NFL, because the NFL is really like protective about its brand and the sport and the networks that it works with. And they're not going to, ESPN would probably, if it was a competitor, have to come to them and say, hey, listen, we want to work with blah, blah, blah. Like, are you okay with that? So I'm guessing they must be looking at it as like a farm league, you know, for players. So, like,
well, and it's not a coincidence that it started the day after the Super Bowl, basically.
Right.
I mean, they're working in tandem.
Yeah.
I think it's a great point. What about you and Sophie?
We don't have any plans. Also going to be at Blake Shelton. She's got to work. So I don't know. We have no Valentine's Day plans.
Yeah. You know, I think that's probably more common than not. I'm in the same boat. I mean, we talked about it. I mean, unless I'm going to get in trouble. But I mean, we're not going to do lavish gifts. I think cards is it. And honestly, if we can sneak away this weekend at some point and just have a meal of food without our 3-year-old, my wife is going to be really
happy. So neither of you have a gift?
I don't have a gift.
I haven't gotten a. I have an idea for a gift, but I haven't found it yet. But I haven't really looked since the other day. So
here's the deal: my wife and I spend enough money on ourselves on our own that we don't need to do gifts. We're doing cards, thoughtful. Here's what you mean to me.
Yeah.
No gift. I mean, look, and don't be over there all high and mighty. You spent less than $10 on your gift.
No. But I don't expect much. I'm not nervous for Slojo. I'm nervous for you a little bit, and I'll be interested to see how it goes.
Why?
Because you've gotten this wrong before with gift ideas.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
But I think where I've gotten it wrong is like I had the wrong idea. I mean, look, we've had the conversation. If I get in trouble, I'm not going to get in trouble.
As long as she specifically said
it. I talked to her last week and I said, we have not talked about gifts.
Mm-hmm.
No. But the last couple of holidays, I mean, look, we're a little bit on a budget, and we haven't been exchanging expensive gifts. So there's no like.
Well, I'm not saying expensive gifts.
I don't know, and there's nothing that she needs that she doesn't have. And mm-hmm. I think if we can just get away and have a little. I mean, I told her, I go, look, what's your expectation? She goes, if we could just lay on the couch and watch a show, mm-hmm. I'm happy. So now we don't have a big expectation. I said, because there's no meal plan. I didn't make a reservation. She goes, I don't want to go out. Right. I don't want to go battle all the newlyweds.
Especially not tomorrow night.
No, it's kind of rookie time. Right. So we'll get out. We'll make some time. I'm going to do a thing where I'll buy like 10 cards and I'll leave them all over the place.
Okay,
and so she'll have a card every moment of the weekend, and that's kind of more her speed.
That works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was just saying, if you just walk in there with one card and nothing else, but if you step it up with the multi-card, you're good.
She'll have a card tonight. She'll get one tomorrow. I mean, I've actually got a 3-day bike race all weekend long, so my head it's been hard to get my head anywhere but that. But yeah. Selflessly, I will leave cards all over the place. So there is that.
Good call.
I have a feeling by the end, because I'm, you know, it's going to be a 4-day weekend, so it should be pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, it wouldn't be the first time I got that wrong, so Emily's not wrong about that.
Was it a hairdryer last year?
No, but that was a huge gift. That was a big win for me
because that
was the Dyson.
Oh, okay.
But there was something.
Dude, that was like a $300 hairdryer.
I remember.
And she's still to this day, when she pulls it out, she's like, oh my God, I love
this
thing. Was
it the birthday that you then had to go back and get a necklace? Because you didn't get something for the birthday?
No.
Something you had to go back and get a necklace.
I remember the Leavenworth trip and that being not the right idea for something for a romantic getaway weekend.
But you went to Orcas instead.
Yeah, and that was great.
Yeah, there's some. I want to say it was her birthday. You had to go back and get a necklace or something.
There was something, and I did get her a follow-up because I can't remember where I came up short or
you
how.
You said, let's go to the mall and you pick out your gift.
That's right. That's right.
That was not the good idea.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. I just said, let's just take you shopping and you, because I was just, she's very picky. And I'm like, you just pick out what you want and I'll buy it. And that is not the right idea. I did learn that.
Yes.
So yeah, no, listen, I got a plane ride today for a couple hours. I got 10 cards to write.
Good.
They'll be all over the place. Yeah. It's better to do less and have it be meaningful than to do the wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
The 10 cards is brilliant.
Yeah.
Don't ever let me forget about that.
Yes.
And any man listening should know.
Yeah. She was like, I could go shopping for myself anytime.
Yeah. She's like, this is
horrible.
Yeah. It was, you know what it was? It was lazy.
It was a last minute thing.
Last minute, lazy, you know. Yes. That's what you're thinking
of.
Which
is funny because you're like, you pick it up, I'll pay. Well, you have joint account anyway, so she could go with that. Like anything she buys, you'll pay. So
it's ridiculous. All right, listen, we love you guys. Come back to us. Jeez, I guess the next time will be Tuesday, mm-hmm. but enjoy your nice long weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you then.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.